Yo, what's up, everybody? My name is Kevin, K-I-P-N-G-E-N-O. I trust that you are doing great. I trust that you are amazing. I trust that you are lovely. I thank God for you. I thank God for a new day. I don't know what day this is that you are listening to this podcast, because we have been having an amazing series about career change. How's the response been? Oh, I don't even know. God is good. And this show is Grace and Space. Thank you for being part of this show. Thank you for your love, support. Thank you for everything that you have been doing and sharing this content. We are really growing and God is amazing. You two are amazing and He made you. You know, you look like Him. Yeah, in the image and likeness. I promised last time after the conversation that we had that we were going to talk about the journey as well. Before we just start about that, I know that you're really passionate about these conversations, and if you want to be part of this conversation, if you want to be a part of this show, and you would love for us to talk on a one-on-one so that other people as well may glean and hear from what you have and what I do have. Please write me a mail and we can set a location, we can shoot our show, and yeah. Oh, as well, don't forget to comment, because commenting really helps the people who are in this community to grow as well. Because of your comment, someone else may be enlightened in one way or the other. Yes, today I'm talking about starting a new journey. I just want to tell you the little that I know, or the little that I know as I'm beginning this new journey. I'm not dropping out of schools yet. I'm not dropped out of school. I'm still continuing with school. I'm for this idea that if I started something, let me just bring it to completion or start. I don't know. Yeah. Hapo mbele Mungu tu anajua. Yeah, so today we are talking about starting a new journey. And I'll tell you my story. I don't know of any other better way I can give you advice. I'll just give you my story. Starting a podcast. Let me start with YouTube. Starting a YouTube channel. I don't want to call it happened by chance, but I think it's God's plan. The events leading to that YouTube channel opening was that everything was going south back in south, meaning things were going in a bad way. I was at this place. I had gone to this camp with the kids. I talk about it, by the way, on the first video on my YouTube channel. If you want the details, please go have a look. There was this night I was just feeling down. I couldn't talk to nobody, and then one girl approached me and she was like, what's going on? We don't see you as excited as the other people. And I ended up later talking to someone. His name is David. I told him this is what happened during the day, and we had a conversation about just leaving the comfort zone, because I was so comfortable at just being lifeless. But God just used this opportunity to just use one of the kids who we were teaching to get me out of the comfort zone. That's just the story in a nutshell. And what happened when I got home that evening, I didn't even wait for the next day. I just recorded it. I looked dark in that picture. I didn't mind it, because it was just the starting. It looked, I don't want to say horrible. No, it looked amazing. It looked amazing. I don't mind the aesthetic. Is this called aesthetics? I don't know. Those things that make things look beautiful. No, it was a start. And like God was making the world, it wasn't perfect all at once. No, He started by making the sun. No, He created light and darkness. He separated light from darkness. Separated the heavens and the earth. You know that creation story. So that's how things start. They're not... At the beginning, they are not perfect. But now, after seven days, now God looked back and He was like, everything is beautiful. And then on the sixth day, He made us. Yes. So, starting a new journey is just, for my story, it was just God. And I was compelled more than anything to just go and do it. Just go and do it. And I did it. It's just getting, it's getting out of your comfort zone. It's getting out of that place where someone has been telling you, I've really noticed this thing about you. Why don't you try ABCD? And every other time you're like, no. I'm not saying every other suggestion is worth taking a look. But if something keeps coming up again and again and again, I think you need to take a second and be like, what's happening? They noticed something about me that I'd not see about myself. And maybe when you try out that thing, that'll be the place where you blossom in. Let me give you my podcast story. So, we visit a friend of ours this one evening. No, this morning. And as the day progresses by, I was so interested in what he was doing. And as the day progressed, we had a conversation about having broken headphones. So he was like, I have extra set of headphones. Do you want to go and try this? So I was like, yeah, of course. So I brought them. And when I recorded with them, I was blown away by the quality of these headphones, or the quality of the microphone in these headphones. And I talked about it on the very first episode. And I was just grateful. And that's how this podcast began. Everything that has happened, I'm just talking about it significantly on the points where I don't want to call mature, but I am conscious of the decisions I'm making. As I was younger, most of the decisions that I made were made for me. Let me give you my age so that you can get the context. I'm 21 currently. The things I talk about, maybe I might change my views next week. But don't worry about that. I'm just growing. Just give me some grace and space to grow. Are you enjoying this free podcast? Do you want to advertise through this platform? Send me a mail at kevinkipngeno@outlook.com. That is kevinkipngeno@outlook.com. Now back to our show. So how this, yeah, it just happened that it really sounded great and amazing. And the same very day, I went opened a blog. I went and started a Facebook page. It's something my sister and brother have been asking me to do for a long time. And I've just been sitting on it. But this day, I was just compelled to go and I was like, there's no better day. I didn't know how ugly it would look, but I'm going to. Right now, we are at over 100 likes on Facebook of that page. If you haven't liked, I'll leave it in the show notes. Please go and like it. So just the starting of everything that I've had is just, I'll just say honestly, I never planned. It's God. Everything literally, it's Him. I don't have any other place where I can tell you these are the two tricks that you can do so that you can achieve what you want to achieve. No. Honestly, I just say it's God, man. He just creates opportunities. He opens the doors. He leads you there. And doesn't matter how bad you have been, or how horrible you have been, or how much you're straying away from Him. Take this example, the story of Jonah. God desired for him to go to Nineveh, but instead he veered off. Am I right in that story? I can't remember well. But just, God had a way to bring him back. Like, God is so amazing that He brought him back. There are countless opportunities that I'm sure you've seen God just set you on the right path. No matter how left you were going, He just brought you to the right. And I believe that He's put a desire in you. He's put a dream in you. Before even we started recording a podcast, this didn't just happen in a day and pop, we're shooting a podcast. No. Over time, I have been listening to podcasts like for a year now. Is it a year? and I desired to do what they were doing. And I think God prepares you as well before you meet something. I asked God for one thing this year. I asked him, God, please bless me. I listed a couple of things. I don't want you to see that list. But they were a list which, quote unquote, look extreme. And then I asked him, before you bring me any one of these things, I pray that you prepare me so that by the time I'm receiving this, I am in a place where I'm ready to receive. So a case example for this podcast, I think I'm in a place where God has put me. I have a voice. I have things going on. And it's just amazing. He's prepared me. He's equipped me. Right now, editing isn't hard for me because I've learned how to do it while I was editing my YouTube content. And I've learned to be grateful and all these other things. God prepares you, that I'm very certain. Even before I recorded this show, I thought I was going to prepare notes, but for this very show, I haven't prepared any notes for this one. It's just, He prepares you. He sends the right people. I'm so amazed at the people that God has put in my life. I'm amazed, literally. If I look back to the younger version of me, and if I would have told him that at this point he would be here, I don't know if they would believe. Everyone who's been part of my life, I'm amazed so far. And right here where I am at, I don't know what lies ahead, but I can pray and ask God that whatever that it is ahead of me, let it be just as you will. Yeah. And no other better way to do this show about starting a new journey than just praying. We can pray together. As you start a new way, as you start a new path, as you veer off and you know the thing that God has really desired for you. Or even if you don't and you just know that there's something in the horizon for you. Or you know that, or you are in that place where you're thriving. We can pray with those who are yet to start. So let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for this podcast and thank you for this platform. Thank you for every discussion that we've had and thank you for the many more that are ahead of us. Thank you so very much for the impact that this has on your people. I pray that may it create love, peace, joy in everything good that's from you, and it may show you as who you truly are for us. Father, Lord Jesus Christ, there's someone on this other side of the podcast who's listening and has been wondering how to start or if to start or what the people would think about if they started something new. Father, Lord God Almighty, I pray may you present them with the right opportunities and may you provide them with everything that they need to begin, oh God. I pray for an overflow of your presence over their lives. I pray for an overflow of your presence over every part of their lives and family as well, so that they may obtain favor, Lord God Almighty, even from their own home state, oh Lord God Almighty. I pray, Lord Jesus Christ, for those who are having troubled families and it's hard for them. May you help them, dear Lord God Almighty. May you mend them. There's power in your name, Lord. You can transform them in your mighty name. I thank you, Lord God Almighty, for you have put something special in each one of us. And I pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that may you find this to flame in all of us. That we may be unique, that we may be created for you, for your purpose and for your glory. And there's someone else, oh Lord God Almighty, who hasn't known you as Lord and Savior. I pray for this soul, Lord God Almighty. I pray may you rescue them and may you save them, oh my Father, Lord God Almighty. May not one of them be lost, oh Lord Jesus Christ. They who have tuned into this episode. I pray for this soul. I pray may you create the right opportunities, Lord. And Father, Lord God Almighty, I thank you for heaven rejoices this day. I love you because you're amazing. I love you because you're great. I love you because you're doing a new thing. And I thank you, Lord God Almighty, because you do not condemn us. Thank you for saving us. We don't deserve anything that we have, even the life that we have. But thank you because you're amazing. Thank you for everything that's happening for our good, for those who trust in you. I love you, Father, and I bless you. Do as you will now. I pray this prayer, believing and trusting in Jesus. Thank you for praying that prayer with me, and I pray that wherever you're going to start, it may blossom, it may thrive, and may bring glory and honor to God. God.